capped now at 808. President Barack Obama says he wanted a smarter, more innovative, and more accountable government. But how do you get that? The Office of Management and Budget recently sent agencies guidance on setting up their fiscal 2015 budgets. And OMB summed it up this way. Do what you know works, but still experiment. And be that Washington buzzword, innovative. Now, if that's left you scratching your head, you're in luck. We've called Jitinder Kohli. He's a director at Deloitte, where he heads the company's federal government performance practice, and he formerly served in the British government. And Mr. Kohli joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
So I've summed up what I thought President Barack Obama or what his budget team was trying to tell agencies. I want to hear it in your words, though. What do you think this OMB guidance to agencies really says about how they should look at their budgets?
So I think there are three things that are really interesting about this memo. First of all, it's more than OMB. It's actually four senior members of the White House coming together and telling agencies how to prepare their budget. So it's OMB, it's DPC, the Office of Science and Technology Policy, and the Council of Economic Advisers. In a world of tight budgets, they're saying there's more money available. This signals additional funding if you do the right thing. And then I think there are two other things that are really interesting. Innovation, it defines innovation in a new and different way. It's sort of, often people think innovation is just about generating ideas. And actually, if you look at some of the things the administration has said over the last few years, you could be forgiven for thinking it's all about crowdsourcing and open data and those kind of things. And what this memo says is that actually it's about trying some things, establishing whether they work, really gathering data about their effectiveness, and then growing the things that are most effective. And then lastly, I think what's particularly interesting about this memo is it has a new technique that it's asking agencies to use. It's talking about behavioral insights. Science has told us a lot about how people make decisions, the way in which we're wired, and how we sort of decide which way to go. And what it's saying is that agencies should use these behavioral insights to find programs that are both cheaper and more effective. And those are all very new messages coming out of the White House.
Okay, so a lot there. Let's pick that apart a little bit. Talking about innovation, you're right. I mean, that is one of those words where maybe you're not exactly sure what somebody is telling you when they tell you to be innovative. Would you say that they are telling agencies it's okay to take risks? And if so, in what direction or how?
I think absolutely. It's absolutely essential that agencies take risks. And I think that's exactly what the White House is saying here. But it's going further than that. It's really saying, don't just take a risk and then not work out what impact it had. Actually, constantly measure the effectiveness of the new approaches you're taking. Make sure your grant programs are designed in a way that your grantees are incentivized not only to try new and different things, but to establish the relative effectiveness of those things. And always keep an eye on what works and what doesn't work, and use that information to scale the things that are most effective. So innovation, often people think innovation is just about coming up with lots and lots of new ideas and taking risks, but it's more than that. You know, that on its own doesn't take you very far. What you need to do is you need to really think about the impact that has and how you change the way you work and the way your programs are designed over the long term.
And how do you put that into practice? For example, should every agency have its own data scientist or someone who's just going about, you know, looking for things that people don't normally look for?
I think it's about a few very simple principles on innovation. I think one of the principles is you should be very clear about what you're trying to achieve. Are you in, you know, what goal do you have in mind when you're deploying innovation? Secondly, I think you should look far and wide for the best ideas, and a lot of the crowdsourcing and other concepts really help you do that. And then I think you should just build relatively simple protocols that allow you to get relatively regular data, timely, useful data about the relative effectiveness of those approaches. So I don't think that requires you to have large new departments or different kinds of people. And indeed, a lot of work is not done in Washington. It's done out in the states and among grantees. So often you might need to help grantees and build their capacity in this space. And so let's take if you think of a grant program with 100 grantees, you're always going to have some grantees that are achieving much more bang for buck than others. And often federal agencies don't even know which ones are which, let alone use that information in real time to help drive improvements in the program. So, you know, you can imagine an agency that's more focused on innovation, knowing which grantees are more effective and get more bang for buck with their dollars, and then using that information to help those grantees at the other end of the spectrum really learn from the best grantees. So that's sort of innovation in action.
We're speaking with Jitinder Kohli. He is a director at Deloitte and leader of its federal government performance practice. I did want to spend some time talking about those behavioral insights that are mentioned in this memo. First of all, what is that? I mean, what are people supposed to think when they talk about behavioral insights in this context?
So a behavioral insight starts by looking at the way people make decisions and using that information to develop a better program. Let me give you a real example. So in the UK, Prime Minister Cameron, when he came in, was very enthusiastic about behavioral insights. He saw them as a way of reducing the cost of government and also a non-regulatory approach to better outcomes. And so one of the things they've been trying in the UK is a series of experiments, fundamentally, where they do rather simple things, like change the wording on a letter. So there's a letter in the UK that goes out to taxpayers to say, it's really important you pay your taxes on time. And they've added a sentence to that letter, a sentence that says, 9 out of 10 people in your neighborhood pay their taxes on time. And the impact of this sentence appears to be that you go up from a 68% compliance rate to an 83% compliance rate. And that alone could save the British government $45 million.
So just by guilting people into thinking that they're the odd man out.
Yeah, I think just by people seem to want to be part of the norm. People like the idea of people don't want to be the odd man out. And so being very clear with them that they would be seems to have this effect. Now, it's hard to argue that you want people to pay their taxes on time. And if you want people to pay their tax on time, then a letter that's well designed is clearly the right answer. Now, but the interesting thing about this is they tried lots of different wordings, and this is the wording that appeared to be the most effective. They did some other really interesting things as well. They also changed the color of the envelope in which the letter was delivered from brown to white, and that has an impact. They started writing on the letters in handwriting on the envelope in handwriting, this is important, please open it. Now, we all get a lot of junk mail, and we know where that all goes. So it was a way of signaling to people, this is a letter you really need to open. And, you know, putting it in a white envelope, writing some words on it on the front of the envelope, and changing the wording of the letter seems to have improved tax compliance very significantly.
And according to the memo from the White House, our Treasury Department in the United States is trying to do something similar. I guess they see what works so across the pond and are looking to follow suit.
Absolutely, absolutely. So they're also changing letter design, and they're also checking to see which wording is most effective, and then they'll scale the ones that are most effective and sort of grow those approaches. But what's also interesting is this is not just applicable in the world of tax, but it's applicable in a number of other places. So we, you know, in one place in the country, putting signs that tell you your speed limit but also tell you the speed that you're traveling at appears to result in a 14% reduction in the number of people who speed. Changing the design of a lunchroom in a school so that the healthier food is easier to find appears to lead to an 18% increase in the consumption of fruit. Changing plate size in a school lunchroom by 1 inch in diameter reduces waste in a school lunchroom by 26%. So the amount of food thrown away goes down by 26%.
Yeah. So Jitinder, let me just ask you, because we don't have a lot of time. So how are agencies that haven't really paid much attention to this or are thinking, brown envelope, white envelope, doesn't matter, how are they supposed to start using this to what they already do, applying it?
I think it's about finding some programs where these approaches could be valuable, and then really, you know, engaging with people in the White House and elsewhere, and there's help available both from the White House and other places to agencies to think about which behavioral insights might be of value. And there's a pretty detailed scientific literature here which needs to be sort of translated into policy program language. And then doing some pretty and deploying three or four different insights, trying some things, and constantly trying to establish which ones are being more effective and which ones aren't. And then once you know the approaches that are most effective, then you can scale them up and really roll them out across your program. So it's a sort of step-by-step, very deliberative process, and over the coming weeks, we're going to be publishing some pieces which really get into how agencies can get into this space.
Okay, well, we'll be looking forward to talking with you more about that. Jitinder Kohli is a director in Deloitte Consulting and leader of its federal government performance practice. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure.